Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast. This is Pastor Mike with the Aliante Community Baptist Church. We invite you, your family, and friends to join us as we study God's Word. So, let's begin.
Amen. Amen. And so I want to let you know that it's no mistake, we just have one slide today for our sermon. And we weren't sure how much time we would have, and so I figured, well, I better just have one slide. Amen. But I'd like you to turn in your Bibles this morning to the Gospel of John and chapter 20. John chapter 20, and beginning at verse 1. And I was informed that in the bulletin, I guess there is a typo, all right? And so we apologize for that. It should say John chapter 20, verses 1 through 31. And so we'll begin reading at verse 1 in John chapter 20. Now the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter therefore went out, and the other disciple, and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter, and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloths lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloths lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who came to the tomb first, went in also, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not know the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes. But Mary stood outside by the tomb, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had laid. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Teacher." Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things to her. Then, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. When the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord, so Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your fingers here and look at my hands. And reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." And truly, Jesus did many other things in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Amen. And so, the real title of this message is that you may believe. And of course, believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the Savior, the Lord. And in this passage here that we just read, the Apostle John said that many signs did Jesus that are not written in this book. And in the Gospels, we know that there are at least 35 different miracles that Jesus performed while he walked upon the earth. But something that you need to know and acknowledge and realize is that every single one of you is a miracle of God. Every single one of you. And God loves you with a love that is indescribable. His love that continues to love. You see, the world will beat you up and throw you away. The world will tell you that you're not worth much, that you're not very talented or very smart, and the list goes on and on. But you are a miracle because you've been created in the image of the eternal God. And he loves you. And as it's been said, God doesn't make any junk. You are a beautiful creation and God loves you. He came to Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, which was some 8 days earlier. And when he came to Jerusalem, he began to weep. And although the people were crying out as the choir sang, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David, Hosanna to him who comes in the name of the Lord, the Bible tells us that he wept as he looked at Jerusalem. He cried out, Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I would have gathered you like a mother hen gathers her brood, but you would not. And because you didn't know the time of your visitation, your house is left to you desolate. And he told the disciples as they looked at the temple and all of the buildings, he said, not one stone will be left upon another. And in 70 AD, the Romans came through and destroyed Jerusalem and destroyed the temple. When Jesus came to Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday, he was fulfilling the prophecy. The prophecy spoken by Daniel, given by the Lord to Daniel. And so that when Jesus said, because you didn't know the time of your visitation, they were to know. Because Daniel had laid it out in a matter of weeks. That is weeks of years, when the Messiah would come. And he had to come before the second temple was destroyed. And he came. And then over in the book of 1 Corinthians in chapter 15, and a lot of people don't know this, Jesus didn't appear just to the ladies and to the disciples, or to the apostles. He appeared to many of the disciples, and on one particular occasion, he appeared to over 500 of them at one time. And you can read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He fulfilled the scripture, and all through the Old Testament, it talks about this one, the Messiah, who would come and who would give his life a ransom for his people. And when he came, he was rejected by his own. But to those who received him, the Bible teaches, he gave the right, the authority, the wonderful privilege to become his children and to receive the gift, the forgiveness of sin, and the gift of eternal life. God wants you to know that there is life beyond the grave. It is found in Jesus. Now notice, he appeared to Thomas. He had appeared to the disciples in the upper room, but Thomas wasn't there. And even though they told him, he said, I'm not going to believe. Not unless I can put my fingers in the holes in his hands and my hand in his side. And notice, Jesus appears to Thomas and he addresses his concerns. And this teaches us that Jesus cares about our concerns. Everything that matters in our life matters to God. God cares for you. Now the difficulty is when we're facing challenges and failures and other sorrows and pain, that's all a part of human existence. Sometimes we wonder, well, whether or not God cares. But he does care. He does care. David, the shepherd, knew all about suffering. He knew all about betrayal. He knew all about pain. And he knew all about failure as well. Well, we'll let you silence that for a moment there. You want to help her out? Hand it to Evelyn. Maybe she can help you out. That's a good lesson for you to silence your cell phone. And I think I mentioned last week, and isn't it something how you get right to a crucial point and a phone will go off. All right. But David knew what it was to suffer. But he could cry out, "The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd." And he is our shepherd. He is your shepherd. And then John went on to say, what has been written has been given to make Jesus known. All of this, the scripture God has given to us is his holy love letter. So that we know what life is all about, so that we can know him and know that he knows us. God knows your address. He knows your telephone number. He knows how fast you drive every day. He knows what your favorite meal is and your favorite color. God knows everything there is to know about you. Jesus put it this way, not one hair falls from your head, but that your heavenly Father knows all about it. Amazing. And in spite of the fact that he knows everything about us, he loves us anyway. That's the miracle. That he loves us with an unconditional love that keeps on loving. And then lastly, Jesus Christ was crucified. He died on that cross. He was buried. And he arose on the third day, transforming the lives of the disciples from those who were filled with fear to men and women who proclaimed his message of truth. And the truth is this, that God loves you and he wants to fill your life with forgiveness, with peace, with strength, and with purpose. Now, as we've mentioned many times, Moses was 80 years old when God called him. And it took 40 years for him to finish what assignment God gave to him, 120 years old. I don't think there's anyone 120 in the room today. So you're still young enough to serve the Lord. You're still young enough for God to work through your life to touch the lives of other people. And so I want to encourage you to do this. Because the time really is short. Share the love of God with your children and with your grandchildren. And with your great-grandchildren. Share the message of God's love and teach them the Bible. Lead them into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, because the Lord is returning. How do we know this? The Bible tells us that God in the latter days will draw his people back to the land of Israel. Well, guess what? They're there. And they continue to move back. I listened to a gentleman by the name of Joel Rosenberg, a Jewish Christian, and I learned something fascinating. There are more Jewish believers in Yeshua, that is, Jesus, the Messiah, than ever before in the history of humanity. More than 1 million Jewish believers. In the United States of America, there are 871,000. There are only 15 million Jewish people in the world, approximately. So about one out of every 15 Jewish people actually believe in the Lord Jesus. And many of the younger people are coming to know him as their Lord and Savior over in Israel. It's another sign that the end is near. We're going to sing a hymn of invitation. This hymn, "Jesus Paid It All," is an opportunity for you to give your heart and your life to Christ. And we ask people to step out. You see, Jesus walked all the way to that mountain and gave his life upon that cross for everyone to see. There are to be no closet Christians or closet believers. We come out publicly and we declare that we believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And so as we sing, we invite you to make a decision to give your heart and life to Him. Let's stand, please. And as we sing, you come to the Lord Jesus.
We pray that you have been blessed by today's lessons from God's Word. And we invite you to contact us with any questions that you may have, especially questions regarding your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to help you with your walk of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and with your understanding of His holy word, the Bible. Our contact information is listed in the podcast show notes. May God richly bless you.